The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Deacon warned me if I go too far forward, I'm out of the shot. this past Wednesday, we buried Father Bob Tominga. And T had a homily that he would use every summer, usually whenever the air conditioning conked out. And it went, "Life is short, death is certain, heaven and hell is forever." Just 11 words. It says a lot with those 11 words. I like that homily. It's short, concise, to the point. Very Hemingway-esque, in that it says a lot with very few words. Our actions have consequences. Our choices have consequences. But also, especially for those that feel stuck and unable to move forward, especially for those who feel bound and shackled by their past, it is equally true that we can always start over with God. We can always begin anew with God. God is very quick with his mercy and forgiveness. And God loves us. He loves us eternally and beyond all our imagining.